Thank you, everyone. Forgive the kind of formality of this, but I thought it'd be easy to do it this way. And then if I speak for maybe a minute and a half, I'll bring on Dr. Richard Sayer for about the same amount of time, and then we'll finish up with the CEO of the NBB. So in all, it will be about five-minute address, and then we'll love to take some questions. So first of all, thanks for being here. I'm Lee Broughton. I look after corporate identity and sustainability at Enterprise Holdings. We're here today because we appreciate the importance of developing renewable fuels, fuels that help reduce greenhouse gas emissions and our nation's dependence on oil. It's an issue that's critically important to the future of our planet, and from my perspective, to the future of our business as well. You may know that Enterprise Holdings operates the Alamo Rent-A-Car, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and National Car Rental brands. We're North America's largest car rental company, with a fleet of vehicles that tops 1 million. Owning 1 million cars is quite a responsibility, and trust me, it's one we take seriously. When our company was founded more than 50 years ago, our guiding principle was to take care of customers and our employees first and know that the profits would follow. In recent years, we've expanded that commitment to include taking good care of the parts of the world that we touch with our business. We're diligent about managing our business sustainably for long-term success. For example, we have assembled a multidisciplinary task force to evaluate our operations and formalise a plan for reducing our energy consumption and energy costs. We know that the size of our fleet means that we have tremendous responsibility as environmental stewards. It's no accident that our world's largest fleet of vehicles is also the world's largest fleet of fuel-efficient vehicles, or that we have the most hybrid vehicle rental options in our industry. You see, we view our fleet as something of a petri dish for new transportation alternatives. And one of our primary goals is to use the fleet to help grow the market for alternative fuels and engine technologies as they become commercially viable. We also believe we need to play a role in the search for sustainable renewable fuels that can curb greenhouse gas emissions and reduce dependency on finite fossil fuels. In 2007, we gave a $25 million grant to the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center in St. Louis to create the Enterprise Rent-A-Car Institute for Renewable Fuels. As we speak, top scientists at the Institute are hard at work seeing how new ways to create fuel from renewable, reliable plant sources like algae. You'll hear more about this in a moment. Today, we're looking at the options that are available to us now. One of those options is biodiesel, and it's something we're very excited about. But we're not here. We're not the only ones that are excited about biodiesel. So is everyone here. So is the White House. You may know that the EPA just last week called for more production of biofuels, more financing for biofuels, and a better strategy for commercialising biofuels. Commercialisation of biodiesel is critical, and we're happy to take an important step in that direction. Today, we announce that we are transitioning our entire fleet of airport shuttle buses to biodiesel by the spring of this year. That's more than 600 buses in more than 50 markets in North America. Effective immediately, we are making the investment to begin using 5% biodiesel, or B5, in all of our shuttle buses. And in 9 markets, we're immediately investing in a higher concentration of biodiesel, B20, to fuel our buses. Those markets are Boston, Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, Miami, Raleigh-Durham, San Diego, and San Antonio, right here in Texas. Further, we are working on plans to expand our investment in B20 to remaining markets over the next 5 years, and we expect to convert 50% of our shuttle bus fleet to B20 by the end of next year. What does this mean? Simply put, fewer emissions equals reduced environmental impact. The carbon reduction in the first year of using biodiesel will be the equivalent of retiring 40 buses from our fleet, and we expect to reduce our use of petroleum diesel by about 420,000 gallons in the first year alone. As you can tell, we are excited about the improvements we can make today through our investment in biodiesel. We're also excited about the possibilities of tomorrow. When we first funded the Enterprise Rent-A-Car Institute for Renewable Fuels, our vision was to create a world-class research center. That vision took a big step forward when we were lucky enough to attract a truly world-class plant biologist as the Institute's director, Dr. Richard Sayer. Dr. Sayer joins us today to talk a little bit about the work of the Institute and of the future of biofuels. It is my pleasure to welcome Dr. Richard Sayer.
Thank you, Lee, for that kind introduction. And thank you for what Enterprise is doing. I've spent a lifetime working on advanced biofuels, so I'm gratified to see that Enterprise reinforces its substantial commitment to renewable fuels by incorporating biodiesel in its operations. When it comes to producing energy with reduced carbon emissions, biomass is the most cost-effective and sustainable alternative. In that regard, it's better than hydropower, better than wind, better than solar. Biofuels research continues to advance at a rapid pace, and there are a number of potential feedstocks, each with their own advantage. At the Institute for Renewable Fuels, much of our focus is on using algae to produce what I'll call third-generation biofuels. Algae, pond scum. The first generation in biofuels research involved using corn plants to make ethanol. The second generation involved using the non-food parts of the corn plant to create cellulosic ethanol. The third generation is algal oil, which yields higher energy density while requiring less land and water than other biofuel sources. Extracting oil from algae to produce a more sustainable biofuel is one of the more promising and exciting areas of biofuel research today. Algae have significant potential as a clean, renewable, and economic fuel source. Why algae? For starters, algae have the highest potential for oil production of all cropping systems. An efficient production of oil feedstocks is compatible with existing infrastructure. Our research today is going to make a profound impact on the fuel we use for the future. But our research would not be possible without Enterprise's funding. The initial $25 million grant has paved the way for another $76 million in new algae research initiatives and partnerships, including a grant from the National Biodiesel Board. In that regard, it's a gift that keeps on giving. Thank you for your support, and thank you for joining us today. Now I'll let Lee introduce our next speaker.
Thank you, Dr. Sayer. And just briefly, I'd like to introduce the CEO of the National Biodiesel Board, Jojo.
Morning, everybody. Thank you for being here. You know, the National Biodiesel Board, Enterprise, and the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center, all headquartered in Missouri, kind of the center of the country. And the state motto for Missouri is the Show Me State. Now, I grew up in Missouri, grew up on a farm in central Missouri. Obviously, Lee has a very similar heritage. You know, when I was growing up in Missouri, I always thought that had to be the stupidest state motto ever, the Show Me State. Didn't really get that. Why couldn't we have a state motto like New Hampshire, Live Free or Die? Now that is a state motto. But as I've gotten older, as I've had much more professional experience, especially in the alternative energy sector, I have come to appreciate our state motto more than any other. I think we have the best state motto because it's not about talk, it's about action. Show me. Don't tell me you're going to do something, show me. And that's what Enterprise is doing here today with this announcement. They're not talking about it, they're doing it. They're demonstrating that commitment, and I have to say that it's appropriate that they're announcing that here in the state of Texas, the Lone Star State, because they are demonstrating that they are a Lone Star in this industry. And I hope that that leadership leads to more commitments by more companies who are going to demonstrate that leadership and sustainability. Thank you. Thank you, Enterprise.